Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Intersection Podcast Series. Today we're speaking with Scott Feinstein, who is the Senior Manager of Public Sector Cloud Management Sales at VMware, about key trends in the cloud computing and virtualization arenas for defense, and we'll also be talking about something that he calls weapons of mass abstraction. And Scott, how are you doing today?
Great. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Sure. Great to have you. And let's just jump right in. If you don't mind, let's kick it off with a high-level overview of the state of cloud computing and virtualization for defense today as we know it.
Absolutely. And I'll start off by saying that, again, I appreciate the time to be able to discuss this given priorities. The state of cloud computing from VMware's perspective for defense is we are in a unique position to offer our customers the model of the NIST definition of cloud computing, which provides for solutions that enable great efficiency around data center consolidation, allow true optimization of IT assets in an abstracted, a pooled, and an automated way, as well as we provide for great agility to deploy workloads where they need to be deployed. All that in an extensible framework that allows you to take heterogeneous environments and leverage those to be carried forth into the 21st century of IT as a service.
That's great. I'm sure what you guys offer ties into very much into the need of defense organizations in this day and age, correct?
Absolutely. The need that we see, good question, I appreciate that. The need that we see is increased consolidation through things like the data center consolidation plan with the DoD mandates from DISA, et cetera, to be able to consolidate data centers down to be more efficient, more robust, and more shared multi-tenant environments. We really think that virtualization is a foundation for cloud computing. Now, there are great advantages to just virtualization as that foundation, as a cornerstone for that. But what we really want to do is enable our customers in the Defense Department to be able to move workloads, move mission-critical, secure, autonomous, application-centric workloads at the speed at which their users want to consume them to enable tomorrow's warfighter. That is the goal of our capabilities when we look to approach the Department of Defense IT mandates.
That's great. I know you and I have once talked about the concept of weapons of mass abstraction. You know, tell us a little bit more about this concept.
Sure. Virtualization, as we just discussed, is this foundation for the NIST definition of cloud computing. Again, on-demand self-service, being able to deliver workloads with the agility that's required. I personally feel, this is the sentiment at VMware for our DoD sales organization, is that virtualization redefines the boundaries between IT infrastructure and operational processes that are required to govern, administer today's IT for DoD. And the way that really marries over and carries over to the weapons of mass abstraction construct is if we look at the very basic fundamental understanding of what virtualization provides, it is providing massive abstraction of the underlying compute resources, abstraction of storage, abstraction of memory, and abstraction of compute, and now with our net new capabilities, abstraction of networking. So the ability to programmatically place resources where they are needed in a massive way is unbound from the physical hardware. That is a very unique position for a virtualization vendor that is so tightly coupled with our cyber friends over at the DoD space. So we're truly trying to provide them with the ability to redefine the boundaries, the enclaves, the security, the governance, the compliance, the initiatives that provide requirements to deploy very rapid, scalable compute platforms that are unbound by the underlying hardware. They can be deployed in either NIPR, SIPR, or other specific use case environments when you can be unbound. So basically what we're saying is, to summarize, is we're trying to equip the joint warfighter aligned to things like the Joint Interoperability Environment or JIE type initiatives to operate in tomorrow's fight and cyber when it comes to massive abstraction, everybody's business in IT. When we look at that from a shrinking budget perspective, we really want to try to create economies of scale with virtualization, but enable them to be able to deploy with scale and at scale to meet the needs of both internal and external factors that may be coming to them at a moment's notice from a DoD perspective.
That's great. You know, I've often heard the expression moving at the speed of life and how VMware enables that. And I think very much this weapons of mass abstraction concept helps the Department of Defense do that. Wouldn't you agree?
I do. When you can state with confidence that we can enable our constituents, our folks who are on the ground, the boots on the ground, to be able to consume mission-critical workloads on hardened infrastructure, I have to state that I see a lot of our customers in the DoD federal space, and I hear a consistent theme that they have a disconnect between the folks who are able to operate the infrastructure and the speed at which the units want to consume that infrastructure, especially when it comes to cyber and the new threat that exists in the environment around cyber. So when we take a look at trying to address that very specific concern, we're trying to give our customers the ability to consume that mission-critical environment at the speed at which the customers want to consume it. So being able to do things such as ACAS/state compliance on the fly when workloads get deployed, being able to do strong orchestration around those abstracted and pooled elements, being able to encapsulate applications so they can be delivered more consistently, and being able to unbind those physical limitations of hardware so you can actually deploy those as massively as you'd like. So imagine if you weren't restricted by your existing physical data center, you mirrored that physical data center into what's constructed as a virtual data center. You now can deliver infrastructure on demand, which can be spun up to meet the agility which is required to thwart any enemy, offensive or defensive in nature, and deliver that in a multi-tenant-like fashion. That was never capable before. That's a good question. Thank you.
No, that's great. And this has been an outstanding podcast, Scott, and really appreciate your time. And before we sign off here, is there anything else that you'd like to add, anything that we haven't discussed?
Yeah, I just want to state that we're doing this not as an individual organization. We're doing this as a joint effort. VMware is part of a very large federation. We take part in the initiatives around OpenStack, and we also take part in what we consider to be the federation of our partnerships with Pivotal, EMC, as well as other organizations to deliver infrastructure as a service to our customers. So we want to make sure that we leave our constituents with the fact that we're not looking at this in a siloed approach from just a VMware perspective. This, again, adheres back to the earlier conversation we had regarding the NIST definition of cloud computing, ensuring our customers can deploy standardized cloud platforms that are extensible and scalable, meet the needs of tomorrow's warfighter, but they're also carrying forth the technology investment they've already made.
That's great. What a wonderful way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Intersection podcast interview with Scott Feinstein, who is the Senior Manager of Public Sector Cloud Management Sales at VMware, who's kind enough to spend time with us today discussing the concept of weapons of mass abstraction and much more. And Scott, thank you so much for your time today.
I look forward to the next time. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.